Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Authorizing Class Arbitration Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On June 10, 2013, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Oxford Health Plans LLC v. Sutter. The question in the case is whether an arbitrator exceeds his powers under the Federal Arbitration Act in determining, by consent of the parties, whether the parties' contract authorized class arbitration. In a unanimous decision, the court held that the arbitrator did not exceed his powers under the Federal Arbitration Act and affirmed the judgment of the lower courts, which had refused to vacate that arbitrator's decision. Justice Kagan delivered the opinion of the court, and Justice Alito filed a concurring opinion, which Justice Thomas joined. To discuss the case, we have Peter Bo Rutledge, the Herman E. Talmadge Chair of Law at the University of Georgia School of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Rutledge.
So, Oxford Health Plan versus Sutter is a case concerning an arbitration clause between various doctors and insurance companies who pay those doctors within their network. The dispute arose when one of the doctors attempted to commence a claim against the insurance company for failure to make full and prompt payment of fees that he was due. And a question arose whether or not the arbitration clause that was contained in the agreement between the doctor and the insurance company permitted class arbitration. Class arbitration is something that the Supreme Court has addressed previously in several prior decisions, including most recently the Stolt-Nielsen decision, where the court, in an opinion by Justice Alito, sounded a very skeptical note as to class arbitration and took a rather aggressive view as to a court's ability to vacate, that is to strip of legal effect, an arbitrator's award that permitted an arbitration to proceed on a class-wide basis. Against that backdrop and against a rather skeptical bench at oral argument, Oxford Health Plan comes as a bit of a surprise in a couple of reasons. First, contrary to the tenor of the questions at oral argument, which suggested that the court wanted to reserve some ability to review arbitration awards, the court largely concluded that it lacked the power to review the arbitrator's award in this case that had found that the clause permitted class arbitration. It took the view that the court's ability to review an arbitrator's award, in particular its construction of the contract, was narrow, and even if the court might have reached a different conclusion as to whether or not the arbitration clause permitted class arbitration or did not, that the Federal Arbitration Act, the primary federal law governing arbitration, did not permit that degree of review. The second surprising feature of the Oxford Health Plan case is that it takes a decidedly narrow view of the Stolt-Nielsen decision. Oxford Health Plan distinguished Stolt-Nielsen on an important ground, namely that in Stolt-Nielsen, the parties had stipulated that the arbitration clause did not address the matter of class arbitration, whereas here in Oxford Health Plan, there was a dispute among the parties over the construction of the arbitration clause, the doctor taking the view that the arbitration clause permitted class arbitration, the insurance plan taking the view that the arbitration clause did not. And under those circumstances, with an important caveat, the court concluded that it was entirely appropriate for the arbitrator to resolve that question of construction, whereas in Stolt-Nielsen, the court said there was no dispute over the construction of the arbitration clause. The third point, and this is probably the most important point for court watchers, is that the Oxford Health Plan case leaves open an alternative angle, and that is the question of whether or not the arbitration clauses view on class arbitration as a so-called gateway issue. The idea of gateway issues first emerged in Supreme Court jurisprudence in the 1990s and it concerned a small set of issues that presumptively courts would decide at the front end of a case, such as whether or not the arbitration clause was valid, whether or not an arbitration clause had been formed at all, and who would decide these questions. And Oxford Health Plan drops a footnote making clear that whether or not the arbitration clause's approval of class arbitration presents a gateway issue was not a matter before the court in that case. And next term, the court will have an opportunity to elaborate on the scope and meaning of these so-called gateway issues in another case called BG Group versus Argentina. BG Group versus Argentina doesn't formally involve a class arbitration question. Rather, it involves the question whether or not a party's failure to satisfy certain pre-arbitration exhaustion requirements is a gateway issue. And nonetheless, BG Group clearly will provide an opportunity for the court to offer its view on exactly what constitutes a gateway issue, which will have an impact on these class arbitration cases. The final point to take away from Oxford Health Plan is that it should be read in light of the Supreme Court's decision in the Italian Colors case, which came shortly thereafter. Italian Colors, like Oxford Health Plan, dealt with the issue of class proceedings. In Italian Colors, the question was whether or not the combination of an arbitration clause with a class action waiver had the effect of preventing certain merchants from pursuing their remedies under the federal arbitration laws. And the court said no. And the common feature between Italian Colors and Oxford Health Plan is twofold. One, they both display a rather healthy respect for arbitration clauses and for the enforceability of the arbitral system, and a relatively narrow view that role that courts play in policing arbitration agreements. But two, both cases make clear that the court's jurisprudence on arbitration clauses will in some respects be examined against the background of those clauses' effects on class actions, which continue to be a hot-button issue both in the courts and in Congress.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.